Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
706 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Welcome to the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Design Air Service, Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Online at designairservice.com. Doug, we are here. It is the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Jackie Papers.
Here we are, Papers.
Doug, are you excited?
Yeah, get me ready.
You know what? I'm still in Cardinal baseball mode. Yeah, I need a game to get back into the hockey mindset.
We preview.
Okay, boy. This is a couple of teams that are really going to bring it tonight. Boy, I don't know what, I don't think they'll leave anything on the table on this one. I think they'll come out loaded for bear.
Nice
good
take.
Questions, yes, Jim.
Yeah, which team has the edge in pinching?
I think the team that has the edge in pinching will be very evident early when we see the puck come up along the blue line or along the half boards, and one of the rear guards comes in and does the pinching. I think the pinching advantage is still out there to be had.
Well, you're going to hear an earful on that one. I think the Blues have the clear pinching advantage.
Nice take.
Thank you.
A lot of games come down to pinching. A lot of it comes down to aggressiveness on the forecheck. Neutral zone play.
How are the Predators transitioning from the defensive zone to the offense?
The Predators are a team that will indeed transition defensively to offensively, generally with passing.
I love your
and
takes.
And generally from their own zone to the neutral zone and then to the opponent's zone, to the what I call the attack zone.
Do the Preds have much net minding with Peck?
The Predators have some net minding. They got this fellow named Rennie.
Rennie Knott.
Pekka Rennie.
Oh, yeah.
Rennie Knott is in goal.
Rennie Knott was there.
Rennie Knott, yeah. Could well be. Yeah, they've got a good stacker.
You're welcome to see if you can out-debate Doug, really, when it comes to previewing this series by calling in 855-282-8255. Just simply save it in your phone as 855-CUB-TALK. It's the appliance discounter phone lines, the appliance discounters. With a new location in South County, the Appliance Discounters, huge sale for Bosch Appliances, the first-time offer for the St. Louis area, free replacement installation with the purchase of select Bosch kitchen appliances. Bosch wall ovens, cooktops, dishwashers, hoods. Appliance Discounters will pay for the replacement installation. Wow, 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 what a deal. No other appliance store can offer this deal on top of the low everyday prices. When the people choose to support the sponsors and they go to Appliance Discounters so often, they go, oh my God. We're really saving money right here. It's the Appliance Discounters. New stores at 127 Concord Plaza at the corner of South Lindbergh and Baptist Church Road. Need appliances? Make sure you're going to the Appliance Discounters online at theappliancediscounters.com. Well, you can settle in tonight, Jack, because you have Blues hockey. Nice little 7:00/7:15 start. Cardinal baseball going on. Oh, my. Downtown St. Louis will be alive. And when you're ponied up to enjoy the games this evening, make sure you remember that Bud Select is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, pour yourself a cold, frosty one. Ryan Kelly texted me, and I feel like he's invited me to games. We're probably approaching double digits now.
How many have you accepted?
Zero.
Ooh.
And as I tell him, and I feel horrible every time, but because I get up at 4:30, going really anywhere where I'm not going to be home by like 9 or 9:30 on a day where the show is the next day, i.e. Sunday night through Thursday night, I just can't do it. Otherwise, I just am not firing on even half cylinders. So
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I really, truly do. I mean, I guess I can relate from back in the day when I did TV and would come in on 4 or 5 hours of sleep, but
passion for sports.
Yeah,
talk radio,
I guess
that's, it's down that's to how passion.
I guess
yep. It's a calling. Guess. What we're doing here is a calling too.
Do you feel like you were called by Yahweh?
Sort of. Yeah. This is not a job. This is a call. This is a service to the community in which we dwell.
And for the record, because you're not one to talk about your personal business, but I'll say you and I do not draw paychecks for this. We do it for the love of sport and hot takes and dialogue.
Right. I care not about salary. I just do this for
talk about pinching.
This is like mission work for me.
You know, Tim, there is a rain event on the docket for later today. So there are.
Doug, do you like that term, rain event?
I don't care for it.
Now, I would have just said rain in the forecast or thunderstorms coming this afternoon, but you call it a rain event.
Well, it's a lot like saying National Hockey League.
I see.
You have to say the whole thing.
Add
to make
significance when you really don't have
credibility.
Much.
Shows you know more about rain than the next fellow.
There's a rain event on the docket for later today. Possibility of rain all night long. If that happens, from what I'm told, they will play a doubleheader tomorrow. The Cardinals.
Ooh, I bet the boys would be fired up about that.
But that would leave an opening to for those who would be torn between two great sporting events. Watch the Blues game.
Now, would that be a day-night doubleheader tomorrow?
That would, Doug. That would affect
you. I can't remember
you,
what the statistics is. Somebody needs to pull this. Maybe one of the audience members who has a gambling problem will. But when there's a day-night doubleheader, especially on a getaway day, I think it's the under in the first one that enjoys shipping. I think because the boys want to get that one over with quick. Or is it the second one? I don't know. But there's something there because I recall being advised to salivate when there would be doubleheaders. Bunch of games were rained out last night.
Yeah.
Like all over the East Coast.
East Coast got it bad.
Like the Dickens.
Do they even play regular doubleheaders anymore? Old fashioned where it's just one game, 30 minutes.
When I was a young tyke in the 80s, I absolutely loved that.
I did too. But the owners don't like it because they can't clear out the stadium and sell the tickets again.
Ernie Banks liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Way back then, the 60s and I think as late as the 70s, they would have four or five doubleheaders right built into the schedule.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do remember some of those. I mean, I can remember that in the 80s. They were very uncommon relative to the rest of the schedule, but you're right. There were some doubleheaders.
Let's say it. We're tired of businesses trying to monetize everything. This hot take brought to you by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert.
Nice take. There you go. Well, if they had to play a day-night doubleheader tomorrow, I would guess tomorrow's day game would be the most lightly attended game of the season, perhaps, for the Cardinals.
Depends. If they whack it early and get the word out there, maybe. Maybe that helps.
I don't know. If you can't plan to go to a noon starting time on a Wednesday, if you can't plan that out in advance, I don't know that they're going to get a whole lot of walk-up business that day.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If they do play tonight, and I am working Cardinals baseball, I will be watching the Blues on my Fox Sports Go app. It is a great app, and it's on your phone. Wherever you go, you can watch your... wait a minute. That's not a Fox game, so I won't do that.
No, it'd be a bad idea to do that tonight.
Yeah, you probably won't see it.
What other app is there that I could watch the game
on? I tried to watch Cardinals and Blues games in Colorado and couldn't do it.
Oh, Doug's about to attack your app.
I don't know if you got to still be in the St. Louis area in a certain market.
No, because I was watching the Blues on Fox in that first round on my phone when I was out of market.
Huh. I've been unable to
pay your cable bill.
Maybe as an yes, I do. Maybe as an employee, you get special dispensation.
No, I just went in there and I just signed up for it. It worked.
Yeah. Mine hasn't.
Because it's done through your...
I wanted to watch it in the car. I wanted to watch it in Colorado. I couldn't do it.
Maybe
on my Spectrum app or on the... on the Fox Go app.
Maybe that was like an NBC game and you just didn't know. That's why you couldn't see it on the Fox.
Doug, a lot of people picking the Predators in this series.
Most of the national analysts are picking them in 6 or 7.
I think, you know, I understand. I understand because I am there sometimes and definitely was there when I was a younger tyke, taking offense to that. But I think the psychological element that contributes to that is the Nashville Predators just beat the Chicago Blackhawks in 4 games and not only beat them, but beat them handily out.
They waxed their fanny.
13-3. Yeah. They waxed that ass like a Luda in a riot.
Oh, they just waxed their fanny.
Who said that? Was that Public Enema? Or was that Ice Cube?
I don't know.
Like Luda in a riot.
I don't know who would have said that.
I think
that ass like a Luda in a riot.
It might have been Ray King, the former Cardinal reliever.
No, he's a red mean go.
That's what he said.
Text that ass.
But it is. I mean, they did make easy work of the Blackhawks, so you can understand people are going to look at the Predators as a team that has the edge in this. I just...
Cypress Hill. I'm sorry. A lot of people.
Oh, and Insane in the Membrane.
They did that as well. And a lot of people who didn't want to like black rappers in the early 1990s go, I like Cypress Hill and Beastie Boys and Snow, they would say. But it turns out that Cypress Hill were Cuban gentlemen. People don't know that, Doug.
I knew that.
A lot of the whites didn't.
So they were like, oh, I'm going to go with those guys.
I don't like rap because I don't like the blacks, but I don't say it that way. But I do like Cypress Hill and Beastie Boys. That's what was going on. I'm just telling you what was going on. That was what was going on.
I'm not a big fan of rap, except Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch were the best.
Right. I agree with you on that.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, it was Cypress Hill, Doug. Insane.
Okay, can we get Insane in the Membrane as return music at some point? Because I love that song.
You can't today, sir. It's Ween Wednesday. Can't today. Can't. We have a contract.
I don't know if I want to be. You're gonna hook me up there. You're gonna hook me up there, Plowsy.
We have a contract with Ween. Does it wax that ass like a looter, or is it tax that ass?
No, it's all wax their fanny.
Who said that?
Cypress Hill.
Chuck Yeager used to always say that. Remember
was he in Cypress Hill?
I read his book, The Fighter Pilot.
And the guy who looked like Prince Fielder was in the...
I don't know.
Steve Yeager, the former Dodger?
No, Chuck. Chuck Yeager, the test pilot.
Steve Wildwood says, I just saw Cypress Hill at Red Lobster. Is that true? Plowhawk's Laugh brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Someone saw Red Lobster Cypress Hill at Red Lobster.
At Red Lobster, it's the way we do things, and the way we do things brings people back. Are they a sponsor and all?
We're working on it.
Because I could sing the theme song.
Might be the 9 o'clock hour sponsor.
All right. Haven't eaten at Red Lobster in a while.
Why don't we do like a show trip, like a show retreat to Red Lobster in South County?
Tried to go to the one in Crestwood about a year ago. We sat down there 30 minutes, maybe 35. Everyone around us being served. No one ever came to our table. We got up, turned, reared, and left.
John Vaughn pissed?
Yes, he was.
So where'd you go?
I don't remember. I just remembered we kept looking around with our hands up in the air and said, what, are we invisible here? Nobody? Like 30 minutes we were there. Turned, reared, and left.
Did you ask anyone, pardon me, ma'am?
Yeah, we did.
And they just ignored you anyway?
I haven't been to Red Lobster since.
Wow, you are holding them accountable.
Yes. At Red Lobster, it's the way we do things, and the way we do things brings people back.
Iggy, what do they got? The cheddar biscuits? That's what people go for, and you make them on your own?
Yeah, they sell them at grocery stores now in a box. You can make the cheddar biscuits.
And you do that?
I do. I love them, and they're simple. Just water, the biscuits, and some cheddar.
What are you wearing when you cook them?
Oh, inappropriate.
Fine question.
Sorry.
Nude, Doug. I'm nude, Mike.
Jackie Papers.
So you have to work. You have to work tonight. So you're going to be doing journalism, possibly between two venues.
Probably just the Blues venue. Yeah.
Who's going to be handling Cardinal duties? From what I understand, they're going to fix up that defense and get a W tonight.
Well, what are you going to do about the defense overnight?
Work on it.
I mean, you can hit 100 ground balls in spring training or before a game, and the truth is, when a guy gets to be mid to late 20s or early 30s, that's probably just who he's going to be. I don't know that you're going to see a great deal of improvement.
I would just visualize it. That way you don't have to go out and work on it. If you visualize it, it seems like you're doing good work.
Visualize being better defensively?
Yeah.
Making better throws?
Yeah.
Well,
I visualize us doing a better radio show in the morning.
I do, too.
And how's that working out?
Well, I can't spit out two straight words that make any sense.
We are Morning we After are. With Tim McCurkin.
You suppose he was given the wrong copy there? It had to be a miss. If he's trying to get a job as a voiceover guy, he's not going to say the name wrong, is he?
Here's my guess. I don't understand the higher workings of a radio station. I'm just a foot soldier. They say... Hey, sing show tunes. I'm going to sing the show tunes. They say
the
woman
station was just something that hit me like a bolt of lightning.
And that's something different. That's right. Something special. But my guess would be that you work with a company, and they give you a few options for your voice guy, and then you or gal, and then you.
I don't know. I actually don't know. When we hired Andy Hanselman, he asked to do it, and I had other things to tend to, and it was once again respectfully, of course. Immaterial to the bottom line. Now I realize right now this is a crisis for some people, but you know, realistically, for the things the three of us have been through together over the last 13 years, you know,
We've seen it all.
I think it might be a blip on the radar, but we'll see. But nonetheless, I'm like, oh, Andy's a good guy. He'd like to do it. Cool. On to the next one.
Seems like you're leaving out an important detail. Andy told me that he had sent you provocative photos posed like George Costanza on a couch, and that seemed to sell you.
I don't think I'm obligated to. Steroids is bad.
Yeah, I'd keep that one quiet. But this fellow with this McCurkin, that's kind of a sassy sounding name.
I like that.
That's a name of a guy who might do just
Bubba
about anything.
Well, he probably wears a flat bill cap. Bubba the Love Sponge called me Kernan. And remember, he was on for 30 days, and it was wonderful, and he would call me Kernan. It was, like, insulting.
He thought your first name was Mick.
Yeah, and I guess I still have, because sometimes, Doug, I don't know if you do this when you're out on the range hitting balls, but, you know, have my my head, earbuds, I guess. I don't know. Okay. They're wireless. I'm blessed. It's a whole thing. And so I'm just, like, my iPhone's on shuffle playing sick beats. Like, I'm jacking for beats like Ice Cube in 90. And so sometimes there'll be previous segments of this show, or segments that I would save for litigation reasons.
Mm-hmm. What a life.
No, we have been very blessed. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And so I was hitting balls. Was it Saturday or Sunday?
Hell, I don't know.
So I was hitting balls Saturday or Sunday. And all of a sudden, the segment in which Dan Marshall acted like Bubba the Love Sponge called him to discuss my contract situation on his show popped into the shuffle. And I go, oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Memories. Was that Barbara Streisand? Is that from Cats?
I think
Scattered Pictures.
Thank you.
Of the time.
Is that from Yentl? Doug, is that Yentl?
I don't think that's from Yentl, but I think it was Babs.
Yeah, that was Yentl's. That was a song about her days at rabbinical school.
And she was androgynous as the day is long.
Yes, she was.
She sure misty was. Watercolored memory.
Ba da ba ba ba.
Probably from the movie The Way We Were.
Yeah, I don't think it was Cats. You're wrong.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about Bill's holes.
All right.
So you have, like, so on your iPad
phone
device.
Right.
Shuffle segments.
Well, it just plays randomly, like thousands of sick, just sick ass beats, Jack.
Did you save that time I made a joke that was funny? Did mm-hmm. you save that one?
Yeah, it popped up while I was working on my sandwich.
What was that, 2011? What was
2011. That? Yes, it was.
What a day. Yep. What a day.
Yep. So I was listening to that. I go, oh, yeah. And then I'm like, I don't know if I really want to listen to this, but I remember why I have it saved. And it was like a whole thing. And so you had two obese people mocking the fact that I'm not tall. And it's like, well, I can't really do anything about this.
No.
But say, how's the 40 waist doing?
Oh,
was that something you were just blessed with?
Mm.
I never understand that. Like, you can mock somebody for something they can't do anything about, but when you're consuming 4,000 calories to fill a void that something personally or professionally is leaving, that's okay. I don't get it. Doug, no. do you understand the double standard?
No, they were probably just relying on the fact that you could get leg extensions.
Well, that's a surgery in China.
Yeah,
that I'm targeting.
Stretch out.
Yeah, stretch you out like the Dickens.
Put you on a rack and stretch you and make you make yeah. six.
There's another
six
surgery
two, six
in
three.
Japan too that you can have some skull girth attached to yeah. the top.
So I'm going to do a lot of business in the Pacific Rim. I'm going to get extended in China. Get my head symmetrical in Japan, and then go bang a couple lady boys down in Thailand.
Oh, boy, that's a nice little trip for you. Now, you would accept some lady boy from Thailand. There's a chance you haven't heard of her yet. You would accept being taller if it just meant your head were much taller? If you just extended the top
the cat
of your
says,
head?
I think the surgery the cat and I are talking about, I believe, is leg. Like, they, like, break your legs and then, like, shoot things in there or something?
Yeah, well, no, they
like cadaver bones.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
That's wonderful.
They tear some of the cartilage and softer tissue and add a couple of inches of height. Now, if you're a sumo wrestler and you want to hit the minimum height requirement, they've done skull implants there.
Sweet.
Yeah. So just have a really tall head.
So between a skull implant and a leg stretch, you can probably add 3 or 4 inches. Yeah. Next thing you know, no one's making fun of you.
Right, yeah, I'm 5'8", and all of a sudden now things are working.
But you'd have a skull in the shape of like a stovepipe hat? Like
no,
Lincoln
more
kind of
like what Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
Cone head.
That's right.
More of an almond shape.
Anything to be a little taller.
That's right.
I'm not sure that that's really going to...
Listen, bro, here's the deal. It's a write-off, and then I get to bang ladyboys on my way back. That's okay. The deal. I'll be honest with you. If I just said I'm going to go to Thailand, you guys would be like, oh, he's banging ladyboys again. But if I go, oh, yeah, I got to go over to China to get this height extension deal and then get my head symmetrical, you'll be like, oh, that makes sense. Good luck with the whole thing. And then on my way back, oh, I got to lay over in Thailand for 5 days. And then I... Because Southwest doesn't fly.
5 days, yeah, that's a poor connecting flight.
We might be critical, but since you had the... the head implant and the leg stretch, we'd right. be like, what do you want, trouble? So we went and had some time in Taiwan.
Right.
I thought it was Thailand.
Same thing.
What's the deal with ladyboys in Thailand?
Clip that off. Puff all over my chest.
Why are there so many ladyboys there? Why is that the only place?
Have you researched this, that there are, in fact? Well, it seems like you have some knowledge.
Well, that's what Tim's saying. He's taking the five-day layover just to
Right. Well, that's just the flight schedule,
he's getting
bro.
Getting a head implant, man.
Yep.
Yep. Right. Leg stretch. So yep. he's going to go to Thailand. Yep. And then you could go to Taiwan, too.
Two you just different... transplant that into another hapless ball sack.
Doug, which is the one that always has wonderful little league teams?
That would be Taiwan.
I thought it was Chinese Taipei.
It's Chinese Taipei, same thing. Formerly Taiwan.
That's the same thing.
And who is sideways with the Chinese outside of
Taiwan?
Okay.
Taiwan is like the democratic version of China.
North
That's
Korea
the people
seems,
we like.
North Korea and China seem to be simpatico.
Oh, they're fast friends?
Yeah, they're friends.
Sweet. I still don't remote from Pyongyang.
I still don't understand why they pixelate their porn.
That's where we're going with the next topic.
What?
Asian. All their porn is pixelated.
Doug, explain why.
I don't even quite know what it means.
Bring some of your ladyboy knowledge to bear on this topic, sir.
What does that mean exactly? Pixelated porn. What does it mean?
Biggie's going to have a big week with the drops.
Yeah, I'm writing now.
You can write and explain, though.
It's where the parts that you normally want to watch in porn that excite you are all pixelated. You can't see.
Just the naughty bits.
Yeah, they pixelate it so you can't see it, which makes no sense to me.
Well, then why are you watching it?
There are trannies that can be attractive. There are trannies that can be attractive. That's why I watch it.
Ah. Well, to each your own is what I say. Mike Rito. Penny save, penny earn.
You'll probably see some of those.
This is crazy. This is crazy. I have noticed on my sites that it does seem like that's becoming more mainstream.
Trannies.
Yes.
The most beautiful breast I've ever seen, and then a penis.
Ugh. Now, unfortunately, Iggy, at least in my experience, they make it clear... with the words of the title, that it's a trans tranny film.
He doesn't care about that. He cares about the pixelation.
If that's his thing.
No, it's not my thing.
To each their own. This is crazy.
No, I agree that most things will say ladyboy, she-male, tranny. The one I watched said gorgeous Asian.
Well, then I feel like it's like the crying game. And I feel like you were wronged.
You stumbled into it.
Well, yeah, then I didn't stop watching, but...
Why didn't you stop?
Because this guy, dude, girl, whatever it was gorgeous.
Good talk,
I was just trying to... How can this be? She is gorgeous, and then this... I don't know. I was fixated on the face and the breast. I kind of got past the penis.
Oh, clip that off!
All right, so... Cardinals played very well, but just couldn't quite... Cracked the win column last night.
Doug, Thailand is very progressive when it comes to transgender issues. They believe ladyboys are women born in a man's body. It's okay for men to date ladyboys, but not other men. They aren't for the gays over there. It's from the 314. It's a wonderful explanation.
Not really. Okay. I don't know what any of that means. Okay.
Well, I think that probably makes some sense.
All right, explain it to me.
You see some people who are definitely born into the wrong body. You see that.
Shot at Jim J. Bullock.
Well, trannies like soccer. You see that.
Isn't
Don't
tranny...
You see women that kind of wish they were men and men that wish they were women?
The derogative term then? I mean, if you're being serious about it. Yeah, I believe that there are people that identify with the sex that they didn't get dealt with when they were born.
Sure.
Do we call them trannies?
They have a tranny of the year contest? No.
What is the proper name to call them?
Transgender, right?
Yeah. All right. But would they be offended by tranny? It seems like they would.
I don't know. I try to keep a list of what people are offended by.
That's a long and growing list.
No, a transgendered person wouldn't call themselves trannies.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah. They would say we're transitioning.
Gray sexual is this magical place to me that's between asexual and someone who's sexual.
Okay.
I don't think it's a derogatory word. You're just shortening transgender and calling him tranny. Now you could say trans, but
I want everyone to be happy and be who they feel they are.
Amen.
Have people not bother them.
However,
but it does seem like you need to now take a course to figure out the different variations and names that you're supposed to call specific groups.
Mm-hmm. My premise is if you're going to the straight section of the stag site, I don't feel like the tranny stuff should be on there. That's all I'm saying. Now, if people want to enjoy the tranny stuff, that's fine. But what I'm telling you is I go to my sites and I'm like, oh, let's see what the word is today. And then the next thing I know is like, oh, heads up.
Yeah, you don't need a surprise of that ilk.
Right, and I guess that's what's happened to Iggy, except he sees pixelation.
Now, on X-Hamster, a lot of times I'll just go to recently added.
Right.
So you get the newer ones.
Right, of course.
Can I make a suggestion to both of you guys, and maybe Doug, who seems to also be partaking in the pixelated genre?
No, I haven't.
If you just go on your phone and call up reruns of Deadliest Catch.
Fred Berry played the role of rerun.
No, Deadliest Catch, they catch crabs. Out in the ocean, Bering Sea. But that way you're not going to run into any of those kind of things. And it's quite a show. Just a suggestion, Doug, mm-hmm. instead of the pixelated stuff that seems to upset you, just watch Deadliest Catch. Wholesome, clean, fun. They're pulling crabs out of the ocean.
That seems boring to me. How does the show ever change?
It doesn't. Every episode, there's bad weather. They're not going to get their quota. They get their quota.
Tim, I totally agree. You shouldn't have to see anything other than straight stag films if that's the section you're in. Once again, you're exactly right. It's from Larry's
Lodge. Like kittens and bunnies.
A lemon remark.
What sound was that?
I don't know. A Plowhawk's laugh is morphing throughout the hour. It is the Design Air 7 o'clock hour. Design Air Heating and Cooling donating 2% of all sales from the TMA audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. It's hard to stop a train. And when the cat is on the road, which he is not here for another 9 games because the Cardinals are here
for another
9 games, his trips are brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Four Seasons. Look for the gold truck.
What color is it?
Gold. During Cardinal road trips this season, the cat will be on the move with Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental. Penske Moving Trucks. Just look for the big gold trucks. Big prize again today for our Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Send them in now. Free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots and a pair of Cardinal Field box tickets for this Friday night against the Reds. This weekend, the Cardinals host the Reds, and there are great giveaways every game, including a Martinez and Carpenter double bobblehead. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com/promotions. Coming up, Rick Hummel and Mike Johnson will be on the program. Mike Johnson, a former Blues forward and NHL Network analyst. You can watch Mike on NHL Tonight, which airs live before and after every Stanley Cup playoff game. Visit NHLNetwork.com for local channel listings. And Rick Hummel is brought to you by Dirt Cheap. The Redbird Report brought to you by Dirt Cheap. Gear up for baseball season. Download the new Dirt Cheap app and get a free can koozie. The Cardinals last night had a thrilling moment with Jose Martinez's two-run homer to tie it. But the defense, Doug, you know what they did? Catch the damn ball!
Wow. Wow, you are hot taken.
Catch a damn ball!
Okay.
We work hard every day to support this team, our hard-earned money. Throw the ball, Edmus. Get off the bag, Jose!
Yeah, both of them could have done a little better on that play. I've seen a lot of people very upset on social media.
You think so?
Ready to call it quits on this club in April.
What, how do you see those
three and
people?
A half games?
Like, do you search for it? Because I don't follow people.
Is it the
Best Fans in Baseball account retweeting it?
No, it's just I see it on Facebook and really Twitter. Both.
I get it. I get people tweeting at me because
bitching at you about the Cardinals defense.
Well, yeah, because I think they're just looking for a pound of flesh somewhere. I get that the fans are unhappy.
Were they unhappy with the technical issues, and were you getting tweets about that? That's what I figured was going to be going on.
I didn't even know there were technical issues. I did get a couple of tweets, and Seymour tweeted that when they have technical issues, I should sing show tunes, which apparently will be brought up at the staff meeting today at Fox Sports Midwest. Yeah,
I see Charlie Marlowe has recently been retweeted by the Best Fans St. Louis account. But it's Charlie mocking the sound-off letter from Dorothy Light in St. Charles, who is unhappy with the team not being clean-shaven, which I certain was a reference to Carlos Martinez.
His hair's gotten a little long. Huh? Right. Everyone else, I don't think there's any beards, is there?
Well, Carlos has long hair, and
Wainwright's kind of got a little bit of a beard.
Leak has really long hair. Okay.
But
his is okay, too.
I don't understand. There seems to be some sort of difference.
I know. I don't. Well, Matt Halliday used to wear a flat bill hat, but that was all right. Then Dexter Fowler doesn't. I don't know. I'm going to do a little master's thesis on it and try and figure out what the difference is. What do we have?
Yeah, Doug Vaughn. My name is Miss Butler, and I'm calling in reference to the comment you made, I think it was about a week ago, concerning Randy Moss maybe coming to the Rams. I didn't appreciate your little comment. You keep your personal comments to yourself or to your homeboy.
Yep. Please do, Doug.
Okay, sorry. I will do that from henceforth.
This gets my goat.
What happened?
A few things get my goat. Sugar Shane texting in, I got big time by the cat at the game last night.
You big time people yell?
I don't big time anyone. There are times I don't hear someone because I got an IFB in. Sometimes I'm sitting there getting ready to go on the field, and I have an IFB where I'm hearing the game in my left ear, and they're talking into my left ear.
Oh, I see the text now.
I try to be nice to all Cardinal
fans. You know what you have to do?
To let
everyone know that you got something coming, you got to put your hand up to your ear.
I try to be nice to every fan or anyone that stops me, because usually Cardinal fans have treated me very well, and I get it. So
I heard you were big time in people last night, though.
Yep, Sugar Shane said
that. It ticks me off that someone says that.
I can't imagine when it really gets down to us, any of us ever going, oh, I'm sorry, we do a show on 590. We're a little too important.
Yeah. You expect me to say hi to you? Really?
I try to make time for anyone who's kind enough to say hello or wants to reach out and touch an AM sports radio personality in St. Louis. Hmm. But there are times where I got to get somewhere and I don't hear it. I'm just walking through.
Well, sounds like you hurt some feelings last evening.
Sugar Shane's.
Yeah. He probably won't go back to the park.
Guys, I didn't know she was your sister when she bathed me. Thanks. That's from KG in O-Town.
Will that just come out of nowhere?
All right. The guy from Red Lobster, I did big time there because I was enjoying the Cheddar biscuits?
I think it's Cheddar Bay biscuits. Is there a bay named Cheddar Bay?
I took my bay Aaron to a Red Lobster, and we had some Cheddar biscuits.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. Smooth segue.
How you doing? Put that in your iPad phone.
Well, I probably will to relive that moment.
I tried to go. They wouldn't wait on me.
Doug, I would prefer if you trimmed your brown eye beard.
Who was that?
Oh. Good talk, son.
Mae Young's newborn hand.
Mae Young's newborn hand has been suspended. She's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Her name is going into the leather-bound suspension log. You're wondering how I'm writing it down. Well, with a Wright Business Products pen.
I wasn't wondering.
We're getting a bunch of Producer Joe texts. Has there been something reference Producer Joe and I'm having short-term memory loss?
I don't think so.
Guys, Producer Joe needs to sit closer to the mic. Iggy, Producer Joe agrees with you.
Listening to a very old podcast.
Yeah, maybe that must be what's going on. Or are we just playing an old show? Is that possible?
Now, yesterday, Tim, and I don't know if you have your captain's log, another thing going on, but I witnessed this. There was a sort of a reunion yesterday in the Cardinal Clubhouse.
Oh, my God.
Randall Grichuk, you like to call him
Jake.
Jake. And Doug Vaughn and Charlie Marlowe is a legit journal, put
he
it
is.
On
Midday Grind.
On video of the two discussing the hot tub interaction.
Oh, wow. And we just happen to have some audio of this. I hear tell. Here
oh,
is
make
the
it plow, seem effortless, Tim.
Plow Predator.
Grichuk, Doug Vaughn, two old buddies.
Yeah.
Great. Hot tub. You heard about this during spring training. Yeah. What's the latest?
We're going to try to get it done today, about 5:45.
Couldn't really make it work down in Florida.
Yeah. It's nice. You left really quick. You didn't tell me you were going to leave right away.
Well, I had another date. A date with a journalist. Date with lady journalist.
Why is she a girl?
Doesn't have to be. I hear you. God, what am I saying? All right, hug it out. We're done.
Well, a lot of background noise.
Did you hug it out?
Yeah, we did.
I hate people that have to hug professional athletes to show that
they're
cool.
Well, I didn't really want to, but he made the first move.
that.
So you did get into a hot tub at 5:45?
Didn't. No. Journalism interfered. I haven't been in a hot tub in probably 20 years.
Well, either way, it was great to see you guys back on track.
Come on, Doug.
It's just two guys with a lot in common. You know, we throw around a lot of iron, you know.
You just want to relax together, and you just want to relax together in a warm, inviting environment.
Yeah, May, December bromance. It's all that it really is.
Have you ever taken a hot tub with another athlete you cover?
I've never taken a hot tub with any athlete.
But have you ballroom danced with any NFL Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I mean, it's a good track record.
At the time, he was the NFL's all-time leading ground gainer. It was awkward. Sure it was. Was I proud of it? No. Could I do anything to stop it? Absolutely not.
If they say, you know what? No more girls in the fraternity house. You go, okay, Phil, let's have a run.
Those are your words, sir. You know,
that was taken totally out of context.
I like kittens and bunnies.
White Collar Gangster says maybe Grichuk should spend more time in the batting cage and flirting with my man.
Okay, stop it, Kala.
Kala's engaged, right? Are they not engaged? I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on. They're not engaged, but Townie is with child. Yep. Is that what's going on? I apologize.
Yeah, I don't believe they're engaged.
Okay. Doug, they are with child.
I don't know their marital situation or their relationship situation.
You're more kind of locked in on Grich.
I'm not at all, no.
Doug, a lot of people have observed my shrubs look good, and that's because of Big Boy Lawns. Complete commercial and residential lawn care, landscaping, and snow removal, including mowing, fertilization, shrub trimming and removal, tree trimming, sod install, aeration, and much more. Big Boy Lawns, Kelly Kernan's the gentleman's name. No relation, though. He didn't get stuck with the Mick at Ellis Island. He has over 12 years of experience and treats all the customers like family. Big Boy Lawns, reliable, affordable, and have an all-local workforce. To set up a free estimate, call 314-732-3513. That's 314-732-3513. Or look for Big Boy Lawns LLC on Facebook. Big Boy Lawns. Let this big boy sweat for you. Tell you what, if you need to trim your shrubs, better do it now because it's going to be wet over the next few days. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, it upsets me because I want Charlie and Jess to have a lovely day for their wedding. They're both such fine people.
What's Saturday looking like?
It's stormy, man. Stormy is the day. Is like, it's going to be six storms today and then super stormy on Friday and Saturday, and I hate that for them.
Yeah,
that bothers me, and I bet I care about it more than them, which is really weird. But they're both fine folks, and I want them to have a lovely day.
Yeah, and what about we have family coming in for Tyler's first communion?
Oh wow!
Which is Sunday, which some you
so you go
people
to Catholic
do.
Catholic school? Oh, so it's
some you people. He's half and half. I tell him the smart half is my half.
Oh sure,
Doug. Is that offensive?
The cheap half.
Well, it's actually accurate.
Okay,
science. We're training that young fella to play sports, and if that doesn't work out, he'll be a player.
So does he only go to Catholic? Like, does he go to Catholic school?
No.
He goes to like a Sunday school. Is that what you do?
Public school religion class.
So will he have a communion and
public school? Is there such a thing?
Yeah, I mean, you don't go to the public school. I didn't even name where he goes. But
right,
he goes
I understand
to,
that.
You know, and it's for public school kids who don't
got
go
it.
To that.
That's what I mean.
PSR, I think they call it.
Yeah, it's for public school religion.
Right. So he's gonna go through Catholic communion and have a bar mitzvah?
Mm-hmm.
You
really?
Can do that?
For real?
You can do both?
Well, it's not time for the bar mitzvah yet.
What is that, 13?
13 years old. But we figure...
So really, he is going to do both?
Oh, we'll see. I mean,
okay,
In South City,
I didn't experience a lot of
Judaism. We're trying to do is give him who he is, the background of both, and then let him choose where he wants to go with it. Now, again, the smart part is, I believe, from my side, so I think eventually he'll gravitate toward that and become a very good earner eventually.
What a blowhard thing to say.
What do you mean?
I think it going
that
to
offends
bar mitzvah
you that
gonna...
I do it as a total mockery. You're talking to the least religious person in here and I'm doing it as a and you're getting that worked up about it. Yes, I tell him.
Going to a bar mitzvah,
don't
you have to learn a lot of Hebrew and read and
yes,
do a speech?
Yes, you have to learn the entire Hebraic language. No,
so that'll be hard.
Don't you read the Torah, though? You read the Torah.
You have to read a passage. You don't have to understand everything in the Torah. I was bar mitzvahed.
Where are the most presents? Communion or bar mitzvah?
It's got to be bar mitzvah, isn't it?
By doing both.
Yeah, nice. Letter C, sir.
Okay.
Letter C, sir.
Again, my idea, smart side.
Letter C, sir.
But it's going to cost you a lot of money if he gets presents for both events.
Well, what we do is we get presents from out the entire family.
Yeah, donors give you presents.
And then we sell them off and then buy things for ourselves.
Gotcha. Yeah,
like I'm going to get a... I'm going to Auto House BMW, getting a new one of those after the bar mitzvah.
Let's see. Charlie totally cucked Doug and Jake. That was so hot. Some Cucky the Dwarf. Is that a cuck situation?
No.
It seemed like Charlie...
Why don't you break it down?
Yeah, you kind of are the expert in this field.
And I think in the interview process, I think the cuck situation is eliminated. Now, if this was a pornographic video,
right,
then yes, he's cucking all the way, but... I don't think that was a cuck scenario. So you're good, Doug.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I was really worried about it.
It was just nice to see you guys back in the groove.
Well, I don't know how much of a groove there is.
And then he went out and raked last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he had a hit.
Doug, this is caller Adam on the Appliance Discounter phone lines.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
I got no problem telling people to support the sponsors. You know, go to Yo Salsa. Use the listener reward gift card deal.
Yep.
$50 gift card for $25. There's 23 of them left. I got no problem with that. Right? Yesterday was Taco Tuesday. All tacos were half off. I says to my bitch, I says, let's go.
Don't give a problem with him referring to his wife.
I think he's talking to his dog.
Oh.
No, my dog's a boy. My wife's the bitch. Listen. So we go, we get our tacos. Everything's fine. This is a PSA to all the idiots on Winsville Parkway that want to take their 1994 Dodge piece of crap truck, and they want to just squirrel their tires around and rev it up when there's families trying to eat on the street. Okay? Stop it.
You live in Wentzville. What'd you expect?
Oh, what do you expect? It's New Kirkwood. People need to act like it and stop driving their piece of crap Dodges and their piece of crap Ford diesel trucks around like there's something special. There's families trying to eat. There's a whole family, about seven people sitting there, and there's some guy in some stupid Duramax, and he revs it up, right? And all this white smoke comes out. Mm. And they're only doing it because they have small penises. Mm-hmm. I have a large penis. I don't need to rev my truck.
Hello, neighbor.
So all this truck smoke got into your tacos.
That's what I was implying the whole time. I don't need it reiterated.
All right. Got to make sure we understand each other.
I want to give a shout out to Jimmy the Cat Hayes, a good dude.
Thanks.
Oh, how about that?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Adam.
I think he hung up, Doug.
All right. It's about time he left.
I think Adam's a good caller.
Oh, yeah.
No, he is, because when he calls in, it's usually funny.
He curses.
That's all you could ask. Look, that sometimes the subject matter is a little dicey, but he is a funny guy.
Did you hear what he called his wife? You support that?
When I met Doug,
he said it was a little vile.
Striking. I wanted to rip his clothes off.
Mm. A little vile, yeah. It's absolutely
But vile. He had a hot take about trying to eat a taco with his family.
Right. I didn't know Wentzville was the new Kirkwood.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
did not
says
know that.
That. Everyone says that.
Mm-hmm. And let Adam know his steel monstrosity is in the studio now. He accused me of stealing it, so.
Yes, it says Timothy Michael McKernan, local broadcast hero.
He did that to Adam?
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, he did that to Danny Schwartz, Doug.
Boy, that's nice.
Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency. You're wondering where it is. Well, it's in Columbia, Illinois. Danny's licensed in Missouri and Illinois and handles auto, home, commercial, life, your toys like boats, ATVs, campers, and motorcycles. Just like Tim, he's the best in the insurance business.
Stephen Wildwood says, when you sell new houses for under $200,000, that's what you get out there, Adam. He's an appraiser, Stephen Wildwood.
This would look good on your desk if you ever went to the office anymore.
That's right. Doug, all I'm doing, I'm working on my golf game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get down to a single-digit handicap.
How's that working out?
I want a healthy son in August. I want a single-digit handicap, and I want Janine Lindemolder to make a comeback. Those are my three things for 2017. That's all I really kind of got
going. Well, that doesn't seem impossible.
Yeah. I think that's really all I'm looking for.
I don't know about Lindemolder's comeback. Isn't she up in the woods somewhere in Oregon?
Iggy's trying to reach her, but now she's in California, I think.
Doesn't even have Wi-Fi up there.
Has she moved? She's moving back to California for some reason.
Maybe making a return. Yeah. Like she's coming back like Jordan, wearing the 4-5.
Could be. Now you're in Oregon. You're away from all that. Now you're back in Cali, and the temptations are there.
Right.
You never know.
One time I shot like a cuckold scene with like my dad and my brother, and that was a lot of fun to shoot.
Oh, no.
Is this the one that we talked to yesterday?
No, she's never been on the show, but Iggy's been texting with her, and she has to go to a payphone to call him. It's like she's Nikki Santoro in Casino. I don't know what's going on.
Terrible. Now, Iggy, I asked you to do something. Now I'm going to ask Tim to say, yes, Iggy, please do it so that he will do it. Because while you're always nice to me, if I ask you to do some work-wise, you always ignore it.
Is this Joshua thing again?
Yeah.
I have no interest.
I don't know what's going on right now.
I wanted Iggy to see if we could find out what Josh is up to. I think our listeners want to know. Several have actually texted about.
Well, the great Buck Swope did a wonderful Swope's pick. So, Doug, have you listened to that show?
He didn't have Joshua, and this is, you know,
well, let's Swope find him.
I'm supporting Josh. Out of town supporting Josh. Yeah, I might as well support too.
But I got to tell you, when you listen to that Swope's picks sewed, it really drives home just how awkward the whole thing was. And yet, while we were in the moment, we didn't necessarily realize it.
No.
It just speaks to our complete and total lack of self-awareness.
We thought we had discovered a big new musical star.
Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, I really don't know you, sir.
That's all right.
Doug, you thought you were in an A-frame in Wright City or something?
I thought I was, based on the tremendous success that he was having. Something there in Innsbruck, that area, I thought I'd get an A-frame out of it, but I never did.
I kind of like that Innsbruck. Now, I haven't been there since 94, prom night. But it seems like it's a nice little getaway without really having to get away.
Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe that should be their slogan. A getaway without having to get away.
Yeah.
Might be a nice billboard.
Well, that says it all. I would like to get away, but I have time to get away, so I can get away without
getting away. Lake St. Louis is kind of like that, too. That's a nice place out there, Lake St. Louis.
Nelly lives there.
Does he really?
I think so.
So does Big Al.
Yeah, I think they're neighbors.
Can you?
I could see getting a house right there on that lake in retirement, being kind of close to St. Louis.
Can you fish in the lake?
Kind of happy. Yeah.
Is it clean?
Yeah.
What about gators?
There's no gators there.
Jeez.
We don't have warm enough weather.
You don't get sued if there are.
Do they have a wooded area where a man could build a shelter and live off the land, as I like to do?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but it'd be close. Yeah, you wouldn't have to go very far before you could find some woods.
I'd like to build a shelter and live off the land.
You think you could do that?
Absolutely.
And when you get hungry, you're close to schnooks.
Come on, let's not argue over everything. I watched Naked and Afraid a bunch of times, so I'd be fine.
So you're ready to go.
21 days, yeah.
All right.
Nice. Grow up.
You really think you could survive for 21 days in the woods alone?
I believe I could survive alone in the woods for a solid 21 minutes.
Come to Swing Haven, Doug, and we can engage in butt play. Thanks, Sad Panda.
Think you could survive that, Doug?
Sad Panda has been suspended.
He's friends with Dave in St. Peter's.
I'm not surprised. Sad Panda suspended.
And he looks like Bruce Sutter.
A period of 2 days' time.
Engine 42. Mm-hmm. Doug, Nelly moved from Lake St. Louis to Eureka years ago. Pay attention. Thanks.
Well, I wasn't the one who said that he lived in Lake St. Louis. I didn't know he lived there.
Did he have some...
If you had all the money in the world, would you move to Eureka?
Didn't Nelly have some financial issues?
It's a matter of opinion.
Did he?
How could he? He was red hot for a long
time. Maybe I'm wrong.
He was hot in here.
Okay. Oh, we'll take a look at the forecast coming up. Stop that.
We have a rain event on the docket, Tim.
Yep, we do.
Now Doug Vaughn has the sports.
Nope. I'm in the helicopter. Traffic really backing up on Highway 40.
Is there anything more depressing? Do we, honestly, at this point, unfortunately, maybe it was a necessary service like 30 or 40 years ago, but the traffic reports on morning local news in St. Louis, I mean, you know, it's not like we're on the 101 out in L.A. It's usually pretty free going.
I know they've stopped. They've stopped with the helicopters now.
Well, good.
The last of the traffic helicopters shut down.
Is this all over or in St. Louis?
I think like last week or the week before.
Oh, wow.
Because
now there's everything for my
Now there's cameras everywhere and there's people watching.
L.A. has choppers. I know they do. I can see
it. Another market. St. Louis.
Yeah, because it's not necessary. Like, it looks like everything's smooth going right now. Well, yeah.
But here's why you do it. Because it's catchy. You say things like, traffic and weather together on the 9.
No, I get being a commercial vehicle, but actually like being surprised that it's free moving traffic. I don't have any people here, so it's not going to be, you know, a New York City, hey, going through the Lincoln Tunnel today, or L.A. situation. It's just not necessary. Sell it. Hey, hey, I'm all for that. There's a gong here that's sold. The Danny Schwartz, Doug, right there.
Good strike.
That was a good strike. Boy, you have a nice flick.
You have a nice stroke.
Like, well, you know, Wade Boggs, Rod Carew kind of flick of the wrist.
Right. Plus, I'm a musician.
But it's also firm. It's like you're letting the gong know you're in control.
That's right. I think they do the weather thinking that people turn on the morning news as they get breakfast, get ready to work, and if they hear that there's some big problem, they have a chance to take another alternate route.
But don't you think the fact that everyone has, what do you call this, Tim, a phone?
Yeah, and the weather app.
But do you check your phone every time you get in your car to drive? You don't.
You're talking about for traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how often do you really deal with horrible traffic in St. Louis relative to other cities in the top 25?
I would be a bad judge because, thankfully, I've never really had to drive much in St. Louis traffic at 7 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning.
How is traffic in Miami, boy?
I think it's pretty heavy.
Traffic in Miami?
No, here, 7:30 in the morning. I think there's plenty of traffic jams at that hour. I don't see it because I don't work those hours, but I think there's significant traffic. And I know, like, 270 in the afternoon is backed up frequently.
270 south.
Yeah.
How about 40 leaving the city as you make that little turn? You
know, McCausland.
They spent all that money fixing 40, shut it down forever.
Yeah, like a year and a half, right?
And the traffic congestion is in the same spot.
Same number of lanes. I thought that was the time when they should have run a Metrolink rail right down the median strip of Highway
40. Like BART?
Yeah, right out to Chesterfield or something. When you had it shut down, that was your chance to put a Metrolink rail right there.
Maybe there wasn't enough space or financial wherewithal.
I'm sure there wasn't.
Probably issues.
Yeah, and for the most part, it's easy enough to drive here. You can get from Chesterfield to St. Louis in 25 or 30 minutes, so are you really going to go through the hassle of a train and being on that schedule and public transportation?
Plus,
really
it might smell a B.O. Sometimes mass transit smells a B.O.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Doug, what I do is, because you don't run into traffic all the time, so I don't listen, but when I do run into it, I have on my list of contacts the Channel 4 newsroom, and I go, what the heck is going on westbound 40? We're in a traffic jam. And they go, hold on, please. And they find me. And then they explain what's going on. Okay. Oh, up ahead, about a mile and a half down the road, there was an accident. No fatality.
Right.
Doug,
right.
The weather app tends to suck for anything more than a couple of hours. I head into the future. Thanks. It's from the 314.
Okay. Well, it is an inexact science, that's for sure.
Because right now they're saying it's like 90%, 100%.
Storms, man. Storms.
Look at 100.
But they canceled a bunch of games on the East Coast yesterday, like in advance. 90. I wonder if they'll cancel this game tonight.
They did one here well in advance. What, in that Cubs series? And it turned out they didn't need to.
Yeah. But, I mean, based on what you're seeing right now in the forecast, you would think they would cancel tonight's game.
Do you think it's prudent of them to just contact me and see what's best for me, what my preference is?
I would hope they would do that anyway.
Shouldn't they do that? Is that selfish? Does that seem like I think I'm very important?
Who would contact you? Would that be DeWitt?
I would say Bill DeWitt.
It's his call?
I would like Bill DeWitt Jr. to be the one to reach out and just see how I'm feeling.
Give you a little jingle and say, Jimmy, what you think?
Yeah.
Doug, Design Air served the St. Louis area since 1904, the number one train dealer in Missouri. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owner-operators and really care about their customers. We've had them to our house. We recommend you have them to your house to make sure that your home is ready for the St. Louis summer. Give them a call at 314-739-1600. That's 314-739-1600. Or you can visit them online at designairservice.com. Make sure to mention you listen to TMA, as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. Design Air, the number one train deal in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn with you. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.